if you'd tell me about the what happens after a person dies, you know, where he's taken, and then and where he's prepared for burial, and, you know, all this kind of thing, and then where they bury the person. Just describe, you know, that kind of thing.
What you mean, where they have this family cemetery?
Yeah, and the place that the person is taken to be prepared for burial.
Well, that's the undertaker's room.
Is there one of those in this
area? Yes, and they have one. They have one at Reedsville, I believe it is, Frank McColl Funeral Home. Then they have one at Lyons, Cooper. They have two at Lyons, I believe it is. Two at Vidalia, Murchison and Cooper. Trapnell and Cooper at Lyons. And then they have two at Meadow, Taylor and Hooks. Then they have one here, Funeral Home. One of, I mean, Taylor and Hooks at Meadow. Kennedy here at Cobbtown. They have the funeral homes, you know, where they take the dead to embalm them. And of course, they'd be buried in what they call the family cemetery. If they call it that, or they call it the, where the churches is, where their members and so forth and so on.
What do they call the box that the dead person is put into?
Casket.
Casket.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's the casket, and then the vault, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Casket and the vault.
Something else I wanted to ask you about. Oh, yeah, this is changing the subject again, back to the farm. I always seem to be getting back to the farm. Would you describe the place where hogs were kept? You know, what did you call that area where the hogs lived? And how is it built?
What you mean, faring houses and...
I don't. Just the place for the. Did you call it a hog pen or a?
Yes, ma'am. I reckon that would be the proper word for it. Of course, whenever I was a boy growing up, didn't have no convenient facilities, you might say, out other than pens all about here, there, and pro and con, but. Yeah, for the last several years, people got what they call faring houses.
Mm-hmm.
They have pigs come on, they put them in a house, and it's, they got a certain temperature, they run that too. I've got a brother over here that's got one of them faring houses. He's just as convenient as this house, more than this house here. I mean, he got little pens he puts them in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a heater and all that heats that thing to a thermostat control, you know, 70 degrees, and just like he wants it, you know. And those pigs come, they off to themselves. They keeps the old sows, I mean the mother of them, mashing them, killing them out, you know. And he has one of them. Oh, there's several all about, you know.
Well, what about just if somebody has, say, three or four hogs? That he keeps just for his own self.
Well, just like we are, we don't have but three.
Oh, you do have some.
We don't have but three sows, maybe it is. Well, we keep those in the pasture out here. They got pigs. I mean, they have pigs, but we put them in a pen, and they have beds. They make beds of their own, you know. They have these pigs, and they get up pretty good size, 50, 75, 100 pounds, and sell them at the market, you know. Pig markets, they call them.
Mm-hmm.
That matter. Claxton.
Well, what do you call a
by day in line.
What do you call a pig that's the smallest one in the litter? You have a name for that?
Well, that's just a pig.
And you don't have a special name that means he's the littlest one?
Uh-uh. Uh-huh. No, just a pig.
I've heard some people call them runts.
Well, they're what they call runts in them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The wife has one out there in their pen now. I bet he's not bigger than your fist, and he's the other mates to him weigh on up 100 pounds, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She feeds him on pellets, buys these